Let's see. This is Monday. May 21st. It's like 8 a.m. here in Minneapolis. What's happening? Okay. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. The world's collapsing. The world is collapsing around our ears. Ears? Is that what REM says? You'll see what I'm doing here in a second. Typing it in, searching. Oh boy. I don't know why I'm doing this myself. I just said that, but here we go. Close that. I opened up Twitter. Oh my goodness. The tweets from the president 19 hours ago, yesterday. Donald says, "I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI/DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes." And political purposes is capitalized for some reason. Dash. "And if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration." Exclamation point. Bam! He's figured out that if he mentions Hillary or Obama in any sort of tweet, that his base rallies around behind him, and he's continuing this rhetoric of criminalizing. Not criminalizing, but making crooks out of the FBI and the Department of Justice. You use inflammatory language or just drop it, like, it doesn't matter. Obama, Hillary, Democrats, and that rallies your base, and then you dismantle the things that are put in to control you, which is the FBI and the Department of Justice. So, he's doing that, but 19 hours ago, and then 1 hour ago, there's a bunch of more tweets. And I would say, oh, he wakes up and does this, but they've proved that, or, you know, that it's come to light that he has a social media dude who He dictates stuff too, and then that guy posts all of these things. Donald Trump doesn't check email, apparently. The leader of the United States of America does not check his email. And probably doesn't know how to use Twitter. So we know all this stuff is being filtered through this one guy. An hour ago, I asked Senator Schumer, and this is the first time I'm reading this, I asked Senator Schumer, "Why didn't President Obama and the Democrats do something about trade with China, including theft of intellectual property, etc.? They didn't, all caps, nothing, exclamation point. With that said, Chuck and I have long agreed on this issue. Fair trade And fair trade is capitalized. Not all caps, but it's capitalized. Fair trade plus, comma, China will happen. China, fair trade plus China, plus China will happen. Hey, they didn't, so he starts out by attacking Democrats. Hey, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. But, you know, that said, like, me and Schumer work together on this, so we agree. So he's basically negging, he's negging the Democrats. Oh, he tore us down. Oh, but then he, like, throws us a little compliment. And then an hour, it's still an hour ago. So they're firing off all these tweets. China has agreed to buy massive amounts of, all caps, additional, and then capitalized farm/agricultural, no space, products capitalized. Would be one of the best things to happen to our farmers in many years. He slams China all throughout his leading up to the primaries and then all of that. Now he's saying all this China stuff that's going to happen. Still, these are all just bam, 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 same time. He says, on China, comma, barriers capitalized and tariffs capitalized to come down for first time. On China, barriers and tariffs to come down for first time. Okay. Still an hour ago, China must continue to be strong and tight on the borders capitalized of North Korea until a deal is made. The word is that recently the border capitalized has become much more porous and more been filtering in. I want this to happen and North Korea to be very successful, but only after signing. China must continue to be strong and tight on the border of North Korea until a deal is made. Yeah, I mean, that again is just, it's like the, oh, I want this to happen, but only after a deal is made. It's giving him the illusion that he knows anything about foreign policy. Not saying I know much about foreign policy, but this guy, I wouldn't hire that guy. Yeah, so he's trying to make it seem like he knows what he's talking about, but he doesn't. Man, there's more, there's like five, one, two, three, four, five more tweets in the past hour. And then this one is a quote, which lasts the next three tweets. This one is a quote. John Brennan is panicking. He has disgraced himself, he has disgraced the country, and has disgraced the entire intelligence community. He is the one man who is largely responsible for the destruction of American's faith. It's singular possessive in this tweet. In the intelligence community, and in some people at the, and then next tweet, top of the FBI. Brennan started this entire debacle about President Trump. We know now that Brennan had detailed knowledge of the phony capitalized dossier. And then an ellipses. He knows about the dossier, again, capitalized. He denies knowledge of the dossier capitalized. He briefs the capitalized Gang of Eight on the Hill about the dossier, comma, which, and then it's continued in the next tweet. They then used to start an investigation about Trump. It is that simple. This guy is the genesis of this whole debacle. This was a political hit job. It was not an intelligence investigation. Brennan has disgraced himself, and he's worried about staying out of jail. End quote. And then he's citing the guy who wrote it, Dan Bongino, Bongino. Okay, so again, it's just being defensive about where all of the investigation comes from. Fine, whatever. The Wall Street Journal asks, all caps, Where in the world was Barack Obama? A very good question! Exclamation point. See, again, just dropping Obama into rally people. Ooh, a minute ago, while I was talking into this thing, that last tweet was 26 minutes ago. This one's a minute ago. Under our potential deal with China, they will purchase from our great American farmers, capitalized, practically as much as our capitalized farmers can produce. Well, if that happens, I mean, we gotta make food. Anyway. I feel like I need a shower after just reading all of that. His Twitter account is clearly just the work of a person who's being defensive and trying all these cheap little ploys to try and rally a base which doesn't look beyond, you know, it's just they take everything at face value and then they give him all kinds of affordances. Like, if he says something wrong, they have an excuse for it. Yeah, it's just classic misdirection and yeah, it's bad. It's not good. And hopefully people will see through it, I guess. So, that is me reading a bunch of tweets from Trump, which I hate. You're welcome. Have a good day.